So this video today is for the discussion for the criminal justice class for corrections. And today we're going to talk about correction trends and what those trends are for the future. One of the things that I'm going to talk about is here in the United States, there has been a lot of focus on retribution and mandatory sentencing, especially with the war on drugs. That's been one of the big things that's gone on for some time. Now, as it stands, we're seeing future trends. We see more privatization of prisons, which, you know, to me, in my own opinion, profiting off of an incarceration of your fellow man, I'm not really for it. But it is what it is. But I'm thinking that the trends that we're going to see in the future, there is always talk of rehabilitation. However, it seems to be more of a, in our country at least, it seems to be more of a retribution-facing type thing. I think we're seeing the decriminalization of drugs in a lot of ways becoming more prevalent. For example, in Oregon now, any type of drug that you have will be decriminalized if it's in small quantities. And with that being said, I'm starting to see less and less reasons to incarcerate people is what's going on. So the prison system we have here in the United States is very overcrowded. And that's one of the things is why, is because everything, a lot of crimes, they lead to incarceration. I think diversionary tactics are becoming more of a tool that the court is using, especially with first-time offenders, and just other things. I think COVID actually really kind of woke up society in a lot of ways on how things function, because with COVID, you wouldn't want to send people to jail if you can help it. Matter of fact, offenders were being released because of COVID, so, and health concerns. So I think what we're going to start seeing is incapacitation or incarceration is only going to be used for the most dire crimes where people need to be removed from society. However, I think that other crimes are going to be done with diversionary tactics. Probation, parole is going to be used a lot more extensively. Other options for first-time offenders will be used. I think that's how it's really going. We're doing away with some of the attitude that we had towards drugs, especially with the prohibition. Treat it more like an illness rather than a criminal matter. It seems to be the ongoing trend. So with that being said, yeah, that's where I think everything is going. And I would love to hear everybody's response.